All right, so
Whoa.
I have a photo of someone who was sitting in front of me at church
Whoa.
today, and it had like on the front in like fancy flowers and like very fancy cursive, it said CLL. So this is a photo of the back of someone's shirt,
Yeah.
and it has the Certified Lover Boy cover, but instead of them wearing normal shirts, they're wearing like, it's just like there's a flag put
Yeah,
there,
the women are wearing
and
flags.
they're all like wearing island flags. And then on the front it says CLL, and I'm like, Certified Lover, what?
Certified land lover?
So, they
I don't know.
should have been pirates, and I was just like, this is crazy to pull up to church.
That is a shirt.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, gonna ask him, I was like, hey, can I take a photo of the back of this? And then I was like, nah, I won't. Like I was like, I'll ask for permission. I had the line ready. I'll be like,
Yeah.
my friend loves Drake. That you, my friend loves
Oh,
Drake,
what the
and he's
hell?
gonna like love this. I'm gonna take a photo so he can buy it, and then
You just going out and telling the public that I love Drake?
no. It's a way for me to dice up the stranger. So we, because I was like, I kind of feel bad about taking a photo of this because I was sitting next to this old guy, who's like, he's hip, he's bald, and he is hip.
He's hip with it.
And he was like, hey, and we like, he dapped me up, and his name's James.
James is cool.
And he's like, he zooms in on like the one with the PNG flag, and he
Yeah.
takes a photo and sends it to someone. And I'm just like,
The
and then like
PNG.
the guy moves, the guy with the shuttle moves,
Oh
and he's
no.
like, hey, stand still. Like he's just talking.
Just stand still.
Yeah, and the Cowboys won. The Cowboys won. They beat
I
the
did see that.
Roosters,
I did see that.
2 points, and they clutched it up. They were losing like the whole time.
Yeah.
And there were people in front of me in Cowboys jerseys, and I was like, hey, you guys see the score? And they're like, no, we recorded. I was like, no, okay, I won't tell it to you. Which, I don't know, it gives them an inkling of like.
I feel like you could, if someone said that, they could be fucking with me. Like, could have been so bad that they're like,
Oh, yeah, because
nah.
I did think like, I could say it in a way that makes it sound like they lost 40-0, and then they'd be really happy.
Yeah.
Because like I tuned in at halftime and we were down like four, and then I come back and there's like 10 minutes left and we're down two, and then they kick like a penalty goal, and get back up. Oh, I don't know. They scored. They were four down, scored a try, kicked a penalty goal, and Scott Drinkwater was kicking for Val Holmes because Val Holmes isn't there,
Yeah.
and Scott Drinkwater has not kicked a lot of the tries. He kicked his own try, and then like none of
Oh,
the other one.
that's.
Well, like he got his own try, but very happy. Origin round has been horrible. All of the not favorites have been winning, basically.
Yeah.
Like there are people in our tipping comp. Out of these five games, I've gotten zero. Riley still. Oh, I overtook Riley, and then he got back up on me. Oh, I might have. He definitely would have picked the Roosters, actually. Now that I think about it. All right, Medusa.
Medusa?
What do you know about Medusa? You read books.
Yeah, it's the Greek, like the lady with the snakes on the head. And you
Yeah.
freeze to stone.
What's her like thing? Is it it's a lust thing, right? Or if you just look at them.
If you just look at them.
Okay. Now, can there be a male version of Medusa and he's like a snake beard?
Why not just snake hair as well?
Oh
Like
no,
just.
yeah. So like your hair is snakes.
Yeah.
Top of your head, your beard, your pubes, armpits, snakes everywhere. And it's probably really uncomfortable, even though they're your snakes. Right?
Where are you going with this?
Oh, that's
Oh,
nowhere.
that's it.
No, that's it.
Damn.
It's like, so it's all the
Snakes,
hair,
but it's just
and she's a
snakes.
lady, so by the standard, she shaves the snakes off her armpits. So we never get to see that, right? Imagine if Medusa was in prison and not given the like razors and shit. And she grows like a yeti. Hair, snakes everywhere on all of her skin. All of the
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like all of the hair everywhere. Snakes. And becomes a ball of
Snakes.
snakes. Like a rat king, but for snakes.
Oh, yeah,
Have
that's.
we talked about a rat king before?
We
We
have.
have, yeah. And it was so disgusting.
Yeah.
And there was like a moving video.
Because
Oh.
there's that squirrel one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not nice. You should Google it, but it's not nice.
Not nice.
It is unfortunate.
Mitchell and I are quite hungover.
Oh yeah, we are. I have felt like an astronaut in the ocean all fucking day.
You know the cement head? We were talking about like wet cement
yeah,
and head.
My head is chock full to the brim. They get the paver, they've flattened it off, wet cement.
Yeah. To paint an image for you, we're currently sitting on my couch.
Yes.
And the lights are very dimmed.
Yeah, I found out today after...
I swear
I found out today that you had a dimmo in your room.
Yeah, and I've got a very big hoodie on and I'm kind of curled up.
Yeah, he's got the circumcised hoodie on.
Hiding from the world.
The uncircumcised hoodie.
Because I feel... Yeah.
I have mine. We could be matching, but I will melt away into a puddle if I put it on.
That would be bad.
I rode here with it on. It was that cold.
Yeah, it is cool.
Because, dude, the sun was like set so early.
Yeah.
Like, it was like 6 early. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel
early.
Like it.
Winter.
I like it, but I don't like it.
The sun...
The weather will never make me happy. Unless it
rises later and sets earlier. Is that how it works?
I think so. Yeah.
Or does it rise earlier and
no,
set?
It rises earlier. I remember this because we're in Japan in winter next year. And yeah. I was like, let's do Sunrise of Fuji. And someone was like, that's really early because it's winter. And I'm like, fucking whatever. We'll either wake up early or we'll charge on all night and go there drunk. Right?
Yeah. No, I just realized the sun wouldn't set or rise later and set earlier.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Riley came back from Japanese.
From Japanese?
Yep. That's the mental power of the processing.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
And he came back and we were yarning. He was telling us about it all. He's like, I was like, were there any negative things? And he's like, no. It was all amazing. And then he said he saw a single homeless person.
He was yapping.
He was yapping. Well, I don't blame him. And we were like, do you want to come in the pod? And he's like, yeah, I'll take some time to marinate and think about it. His experience. Because he was still raw.
He was raw.
He got me... I didn't realize... He got me present. Oh, okay. The day he comes back... He's like, we go. Oh. I go ball because Ryan broke his knee having sex, and then
what?
I. No, we're moving on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No. What? A tangent.
No.
You don't want me to go into detail
about
the maneuvers you do?
No,
Because this guy's a black belt, dude. He does a maneuver that like ties the ovarian tubes in a knot. He's a master of the arts. And he has folded the hoodie over his face like an oyster. He is gone.
That is quite possibly, I think, the worst thing you've ever said about me.
I thought of it on the way here. And I was like, I'm going to have to save that for later in the pod. But, like, this opportunity, I did not plan this, like, set the sequence, but I got there.
It feels like a planned attack.
No, I just... Okay, my brain is like on fire right now with the wet cements, but I can still move. I can still like
your brain's in chemical burns.
Yeah. My tongue is a blade, and I like do the water dance, and I get there. Because I'm a...
Okay.
What were we even... Okay, yeah. And he says I'm coming over with prezzies.
Yeah, Riley's like I'm gonna come over with your presents, and you're like, oh, okay.
So I come back to Ryan's place after basketball. And I'm like, oh, he's coming soon. And I sit here for like, I sit here for an hour and a half just playing Clash Royale, waiting for him to show up.
Yeah.
And then we find out he's at his mom's place and he's just like, I won't do it today. It's like, bro. I was going to go to Ben's place.
Bro, we've just been sitting here.
Yeah. He fucked my whole day up. The whole end of my day. He bought gifts for people. He bought, like, someone a katana. He got someone a cutting knife.
Yeah. Well, people paid for them.
There were some things... Did you pay for yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm special. Because people were asking for things and paying him. And I didn't know that was a thing he was doing. So I was just... He was just like... He saw One Piece card game. He was like, perfect. 450 yen for Mitchy P.
Damn, so like 45 cents.
Yeah. So... Nah, it's $4.50. Is it? Isn't 100 yen a dollar? Oh, no, the conversion's really bad. It's not that bad, though.
Wait, oh yeah, 450 yen is $4.50. Wait.
I reckon if I treat 100 yen as a dollar while I'm there, I will come back with a lot more money because of the conversion rate.
Yeah. You're right. I'm wrong. I was thinking of Korean where you take 3 zeros off.
Oh, okay. What?
Yeah.
Is that like a product of like their like war past.
I've got no idea. Maybe.
Dude, being a Korean military person would be so cool. Because you're on the peninsula.
Well, everyone is a Korean military person at some point, every male.
True. That puts you in the body lottery. In the Oh wait, it's mandatory for
It's
everyone.
mandatory.
Okay,
It's
yeah.
national service. You turn 21, I think.
Dude, I'm 21.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine they do like the Hunger Games thing, but in reverse. They pull a name out and it's like, you don't have to do it, sir.
I think there are certain ways you can not be. Well, if you're
Dude,
if
K-pop
you
people have to
win
do it.
like an Olympic gold medal or the
What?
equivalent, you don't need to.
That. But if you get
So,
silver, you still have to.
yeah.
That's
So
crazy.
T1, when they won Worlds,
They got pardoned.
yeah.
Were they all younger than 21?
Well, some
Or the
of
ones that
them were
were?
younger, yeah. Or some of them they had their like how BTS had their conscription delayed, but now they've had to go and
Had
do
to
it.
do it.
Yeah, but so T1 had theirs delayed because of like Worlds and all that, and then their Worlds win counts as an Olympic gold medal.
I like that. It's like man who can jump 10 meters in the sky off a stick with a pole vault.
Yeah.
Esport gamer.
I play League of Legends.
It's all the same on the weighing
You know
scales.
what? That could be us.
That could be us.
Dicing it up.
Dude, imagine like
On the rift.
you're in the trenches and some like pissed off guy who got like second place in long jump is just like running at you
Bayonet charging it. And you're
and he
like,
flying kicks you.
and you're like, oh, there's a trench between us, we're fine. And he just leaps over it. And you're just like, ah, oh, shit.
He does the long jump like in the air.
God
Like he
damn.
looks like he's doing the luge in the air and he just kicks you straight in
Just
the
absolutely 2 foots you in the skull. Everything folds in.
Yeah.
It's like a Mortal Kombat
That's
fatality.
a mad kamikaze shit. Kamikaze shit.
I
Eminem new
wonder where you're
single.
going. I was like, he's drawing lines, but I can't
Yeah,
see
I
the
just
end.
I bro, I Eminem's
Houdini?
So I was here at Ryan's and he's on his computer and I'm just sitting next to him. And he's got headphones on. And he's
Yeah.
like, "Oh, the Eminem single drop." So he's watching the music video. I can't hear anything and I'm just watching the visuals.
Okay, no, so I would have played it for Mitchell out loud, but I don't have speakers. So,
Yeah. I
yeah.
didn't mind.
Yeah, I
I was just like, this looks cool. It looked corny, but that's like the thing he's going
Yeah,
for.
well, that's what all his music videos are like, corny in a
Yeah,
way.
even the old ones.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It looked really cool. There was an AI version of his younger self who was trying to get him canceled by doing bad things.
No, it was just like, like the past, like that he was past self, like a teleporter opened or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And then at the end he catches him on the top of a skyscraper and they like Naruto and Sasuke dive at each other to kill each other and they combine in a and
Yeah,
it's just like present day him wearing a blonde wig.
it is like lol.
And then he gets back in the car with Dr. Dre, who drove him to catch him. And he was in a Robin outfit. He was afterwards, right?
Yeah,
I can't remember after he did the fusion.
I can't remember either.
And then Dr. Dre is like, what
Yeah, he literally goes,
the
"What the fuck?"
But then I ended up hearing it yesterday at the gathering that we had at the Gath.
The Gav.
And it comes on and it sounds like circus music, but it's Eminem rapping.
Yeah.
Like it literally, I was like, this is like modern day circus rap. And then I'm sitting there, and then you skip it eventually, and I was like, "What the hell?" I was trying to figure out if I liked that or
Yeah.
not. But I guess if I call it modern day circus, I'm probably not gonna
Think
like it all that much.
if it takes you that long to figure out if you're gonna like it or not.
Well, I was trying to understand what he was saying, but I couldn't even do that.
Right, it was just a weird song.
Is all of my notes are just all of my notes are things I have to wait to say. Like they're all inappropriate jokes. You know, I already said what I said. You know the restaurant at the end of the universe? Have you read the Hitchhiker's Guide series?
Yeah, I've read it. Well, it's a long, like a while ago.
You know how the restaurant scene where they like bring out a live cow
Oh,
and
yep.
they're like, "Oh, the cow's the waiter." And he's like, "You'll be eating me tonight." Doesn't he say something like that?
Does he?
I think he does. The cow is the waiter.
I'm kind of like sitting here and I thought everything in my room was just tilted to the left for a second. And I was like, what the fuck?
You were Dutch angling with your eyes.
But it's like my head is weird.
Turns head and doesn't remember turning.
Yeah. And then the cow.
The cow is the waiter.
I think.
No, this is so gross. This is disgusting. Do you want to hear it?
Oh no, do I? if you're saying, do you want to hear it? It makes
Wait. Riley listened to like the Dirty Bomb podcast episode.
Yeah.
Where I talked about the sending someone to prison.
As a
method that's really illegal. And then he just tells me how I'm wrong. That was crazy. And I was just like, no, but imagine. I was just like, I need to weaponize a JPEG image. A JPEG image that sends you to jail. It's like the USB, what's it called? The USB of death?
Oh yeah, that USB that you plug in, it just kills anything with like a circuit board.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
And you can hear the click, because you could actually hear the motherboard like overload and let the static go through it. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to wait because my aunt has found the podcast.
Oh.
And my aunt is one of my many aunties.
Hello, Mitchell's aunt.
She's very nice. Like,
you're a very nice lady.
And I had recently had a discussion with her because she had beaten cancer.
Damn.
And against all odds, as per the use. And I... What?
Nothing.
Whenever someone beat... Okay, whatever.
No, it was just how you said it. You're just like, as per the use, and it just...
Yeah.
It was so nonchalant that I kind of...
I've already... Well, okay. And she messages me. She normally sends me things. Like, everyone sends me things on Instagram. And, like, my default reaction isn't a heart. It's an orangutan emoji. And I just have refused to change it back. So, my friends understand when I orangutan react to something. But then if people send me things out of the blue that don't normally message me, they're probably very confused.
They're just like, oh, orangutan.
But then she sent me her, like... she's making like a page and like talking about it and helping other people with the illness.
The process, yeah.
Yeah. And I watched that and I cried a little and I was like, holy shit. Yeah. And I sent her like a couple sentences and she hard reacted and I was like, oh, okay. And then a few days later, Dad says to me like, oh, by the way, your aunt told me like she really, really liked what you typed, what you said to her. And I was like, oh, really? I didn't think... She just hearted it. I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then Mum's like, what did you say? I was like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
You don't get to know. And she's like, yeah, I saw your podcast on Apple. And she's like talking about her... She's making like a podcast too about it. And she was talking to me about like how to do it and all of that. And like what we do. And I was like, yeah. Yes, this is how.
Damn.
So... I don't know. I can't imagine she would listen to more than an episode and then be like, I'll keep listening to this. But if she like, I don't know. Anyway, back to this. A restaurant at the end of the universe. So cow. Cow comes out and then you get a steak because so many livestock die to make people look big and strong.
Yeah.
Okay, so your waiter comes out. And he takes your drink order, and you pick,
this is insane.
And you pick something.
We've gone through four different stories.
We're fried, bro. This is the hungover episode.
My head hurts.
So, oh wait, really?
Yeah.
Am I talking too much for a podcast?
No. Am I talking too much for a podcast?
Anyway. A man comes out and you look at the drinks menu and you pick, give me a random cocktail name. Pick one.
Bloody Mary.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Oh, no.
So he comes out, he takes your order. Now that I have to say it out loud and it's all just like in my head, because I came up with this writing here yesterday.
Yep.
All right. So out on a platter, it has a cloche. A cloche is the big dome. Yeah. I'm letting everyone else know.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Actually, MasterChef's pretty popular. They say cloche on that shit a lot.
I assume so.
That's how the word cloche entered the zeitgeist. The public. Anyway.
Don't look at me.
Anyway.
Don't look at me.
So.
Oh. Like, he's broken.
I need a sip of water before I...
You're so just tired and just wet cement.
I know. I was meant to have a nap earlier, and then I got reminded I had to go to church, okay? So, okay. The cloche comes off. Smoke. The smoke is under. It,
yeah.
It's... Can you guess what I'm about to say?
No.
The cloche the smoke subsides, and the mid torso section of the man who served you is on there, and there's a catheter coming out of his penis. And that's your Bloody Mary. It has garnishings around the pubic section. I'm so sorry if, like, someone accidentally found out you were listening to this and they walked in on this happening. And it's like the subtitles on the screen. And it's like, doom, doom, doom. And it's hitting like in a cinema. Doom. Catheter coming out of his
Get me out of here.
And then, like, you're down with the customs. So you just have a taste. And it's like the best thing you've ever had. Because I remember them saying that the steak that the cow... Oh, you're not even... Do you want me to delve into more of the things I had written down?
Bro, I'm like, what is...
That's the worst it is. I don't know why I started with the worst.
That's
one.
The worst.
On this same bike ride, immediately after that, I was like, can you name your kid Captain?
You asked me this
yesterday. Yeah, I asked you this yesterday. Like, imagine...
Was it today?
Ooh.
That was today.
It was either yesterday
you
or
you were laying in my bed.
Yeah. So... And I was like, are you allowed to call your kid Captain? You're like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
We just said, and I was like, dude, that's so lame. Captain, so just because it's like, hey, Captain.
Like, Captain, my Captain.
No, you'd be like, Captain, last name. And then it just, I don't know. It's like King. You can name your kid King.
Which kid is named King?
A BTS.
The last name is King?
No, the first name.
Their stage name is King?
No. Their real name is King. Because it's like, hey, King Godric. That's your last name.
Jesus.
King Godric, King Paul.
I've come out of the Bible.
And it's like...
What? I don't know. I'm trying to think of some... yeah.
Oh, you know when you buy a plane ticket?
Yeah.
And you can say you're a captain?
No, it's a doctor.
It is?
Yeah.
Or a professor?
Yeah, are you a
doctor? Why does that shit matter?
They give you professional.
Better treatment?
Well, no, it's just like, they'd be like, oh, is there a doctor on this plane?
I swear there's a captain on
it. It's also to print out on your certificate as doctor.
Yeah. Because... Dude, master's so much cooler than mister. When you're a kid and you're a master.
Yeah, you're called master.
That shit's sick. We should bring that back. I want to be master forever. Wait. What are you looking at me like that for? No, for no weird reason. It just sounds cool. What?
Yeah.
No. It's like Master Wayne. It just sounds cool.
Yeah.
What?
Nah, it's... I don't know.
Were you thinking of, like, maid shit?
No.
Weird maid shit? What? Like, what?
Yeah, it's just weird. It's just like, I want to be called Master.
Dude, okay. Sir is like, everyone gets Sir. I guess everyone gets Master too. I don't hear it no more. I miss it. If I pick Master on my plane ticket and I'm too old, are they not going to let me fly the plane? Oh, fly in the plane? Dude, you sound like a whimpering dog.
We might need to cut what I'm about to say.
All right, 29 minutes. Yeah, go on.
But he keeps saying, like, damn, I wish they brought Master back. It just turns like, it sounds like it's about slavery.
Like, no
damn,
way!
I miss when people would call me Master.
No way! Yeah, is that what you?
That's what it sounds like.
Is that what most people are going to think?
I don't know, but it kind of sounds like that.
Well, we don't have to cut this.
No, what I'm saying, like,
yeah, no, what?
Oh, okay. It just that's why I was kind of just sitting here, just like, yeah.
As okay. long as you definitely are cool with me saying we don't have to, because I don't hear. They were talking about the okay. I'll be very broad. I say things and you also say things and we just forget about them.
Yeah.
Because you say them I don't just say them. I re-listen to the episodes and edit them. So I hear it and I just forget it. Like, Truey was listening to this and was like, hey, it's not a Honda MR2. It's a Toyota. And I was like, and I said to him, yeah, I know that. I have one. And he's like, you said Honda like 3 times. And I was like, when? On the pod? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was one where I was talking about, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So something Ryan does. And he's in the episode, didn't you say you wanted to cut it? And I was like, it's fine. I don't care. But it's like, more bad for you. And I understand why you would want to cut it. And I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it, I probably should have listened to you because it does sound really bad. Way back from episode like 3.
It does sound real bad.
That's a deep dive. Is anyone ever, are we not going to get hired at a place because of this podcast?
That would be interesting.
Because, no, like, they let you enter the US of A.
Yeah, well, I doubt, yeah.
And you declared that this was a thing.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. It's like, list the hobbies and shit you do.
No, it was like, list social media or if you're, like, a media influence, anything like that. And I'm like, you know what? I'll call myself an influencer.
I feel like calling yourself an influencer to go through border, it raises more scrutiny to you.
Well, no, they just see that I have a podcast. Like, oh, another white guy with a podcast.
Like, they all turn like meerkats and say, oh, podcaster.
They're like, oh, white podcaster, okay.
Yeah. I can't wait for Japan, bro. You know what I'm saying? Riley was just talking about it, I was like, bro, I'm not going to be ready.
I'm getting really warm in this jumper and I don't have a shirt on underneath.
I fucking told you. God damn it.
Yeah, but it's been a bit since I put it on, so.
It has been over half an hour. Alright, back into the treasure trove.
29 minutes of that is us giggling because you keep trying to talk about it.
Oh, I forgot about the double-sided tango. We'll save that. So Vince Staples did it again, I think.
He dropped, it's good.
He ended off this like lovely trilogy he's been doing.
Did we not talk about this in the last episode?
Did we?
We did.
No.
We
talked about it coming out the next day. Surely.
No, I swear we
talked. It came out last Friday and we recorded before that.
I swear we.
I was talking about looking for. No, we said we listened to half of it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Because it came out on the Friday and we'd listened to it. We recorded on the Friday as well.
Okay. Well, self-titled Big Fish Theory, Dark Times, just lovely, deep, introspective, like. He's got the whole shit sorted out. The last song on the album is called Free Man, and it's about being a free man.
He's a free man.
Because it's his last album with the contract he had signed. And I feel like he's never going to drop any more music. He announced season 2 of his show. I don't think he's going to do more music because I've seen interviews of him talking about how horrible the industry is and he hates it. And it's like modern day slavery is the music industry.
Yeah, the music, well, all the entertainment industry seems cooked.
Yeah, because it is a lot of people profiting off of, like, putting you up on the stage.
Yeah, putting you inside the circus and being like a dance.
Yeah, because I'm sure the money to build a stage, like the theater, whatever, to build the place, hire all the people, they have to be making more money off of, like.
Oh, yeah, they definitely.
Than what it costs. And then it gets cut up like a shitty pie and distributed. Bad pizza. Good? I'm sniffing the water.
I got like a taste of like vodka and I like.
Yeah.
My body went into shock.
I have been going to church infrequently. If I'm working, I don't go.
Fair enough.
And it's very interesting. Some weird shit happens. Like, someone did, like, a sermon that was strange.
Yeah. I've had some strange sermons in my life.
Yeah. And I was just like... And he was giving me bad vibes. Like, it was...
we had this... So, the sermon for my grandmother's funeral.
The eulogy? Sermon.
Well, the eulogy is, like, what the... Well, I guess he was giving a eulogy, but eulogy is usually what the...
Oh, okay, no, sorry. I thought you... Never mind.
But the sermon he was given, he talked about hellfire and villagers dying, and then there were, like, 3 villagers. All the villagers got destroyed, I think. No one really knew what he was talking about. Because I remember after the funeral, And you've got everyone like
in the wake. Did she pass away in the villages?
No, no, no.
Was she a veteran? What does the village...
We don't know. We still don't know. It's like the wake when everyone's like sad. Like everyone's could in like it's usually an awkward time because like you're meeting family members that you haven't seen in 18 years, or some family members you didn't even know exist. Almost
right.
And I'm there, and you hug them, and then everyone like, oh yeah, how you going? And every single conversation would be like, what the fuck was the guy talking about with the villagers?
Imagine like, one person has about? The key and they know.
I still don't even think, like, if I go and talk to my family... Wait,
from the... Vaguely describe, there were three villagers and there was hellfire upon them.
Yeah, like, the villagers died. It was like, a fire and brimstone. It was a speech about doom. And I was just like, what? This is for a funeral? This is crazy. And I'm like, are you trying to condemn my grandmother to hell? Or, you know, like, what's going on?
Yeah, he probably flipped to, like, the wrong bookmark in his that was for the one after.
That was, like, a troubled... No, maybe not a troubled...
That was for the
like,
exorcism of a demon. Yeah. Of the demon.
But also, I was a pallbearer.
Bro, you were weak at the knees in confusion. You were like, villagers!
No, this is fine.
Yeah, it is.
No, but it's fine. It's my grandmother.
I'm gauging like your reaction of like what I can say.
Yeah, and... no, I'm fair. I've got no issue.
Okay.
But like, because what I'm about to say. So we're there, and so it's like six people as a pallbearer, and we're carrying the coffin out, and we're trying to go through like the middle row of all the pews down the center, and like everyone's like stood up. And, like, sitting there, like, paying their respects. And she did a lot of girl guides. She was, like, a girl guide leader and stuff like that. And they do, like, a salute that scouts do. And, like, they're all doing it. But they were all, like, standing in the aisle. Like, kind of blocking us, almost. And this old lady was there doing it. And I couldn't move. Because I'm being a pallbearer.
Oh, and everyone's still moving.
Yeah, so we're still moving with it. Like, we can't, like... stop, shift, or like try turn around or anything.
Wait, you couldn't just say boys?
No, because it's like silent. It's dead silent.
If you are at risk of dropping the coffin, you're allowed to say something.
No, so you know, so she stood there. I put a shoulder in. Like, I just had to.
Did you hear like cracking?
No, I kind of shoved her. Nothing I could do. Like, she's just in the middle. She's just in my way.
Yeah. Yeah. Were her eyes closed and she was, like, praying?
No, she was looking at me.
Okay, that's it. You put a shoulder in.
Yeah.
That's deserved.
I'm just like...
I was like, maybe she didn't see.
I'm just like, maybe she just didn't, like, depth perception just wasn't, like... But I was like, this is, like...
Wow.
Yeah.
Moment of silence. For that person's ribs.
I think it's like my reserves for my grandmother.
That's the misdirection.
And I'm like, that was 2 years ago?
Oh, it still deserves a moment of silence. That goes both ways.
My sister and I took a fit check photo in the mirror before we went to the funeral. Because that's how me and my sister move. And I wonder where this photo would even be. I want to find this photo.
Have you been to any weddings?
No, I've never been to a wedding.
They're so nice.
I've only...
They're like, I've been to one. Based.
Fit check.
Yeah, the weddings are just so never. It's all happy. It's all in celebration of love.
Yeah.
And, like, exorbitant money spending, but people ignore that.
It is a lot of money spending.
It is a lot of money spending. And I want more to happen. I feel like I've talked about this before. But no, I don't know. So. Okay. Yeah, I just... It's all so nice. Everyone's all happy. I don't think there was any drama. Wait, okay. Do you know what's the fucking tradition? You like take a slice of cake home and it's like wrapped in a fucking... Oh, you don't know?
What?
Yeah, there's like... I don't know how like if it's weird traditional matrimony proceedings.
I don't know a lot about wedding traditions.
There will be cake to eat and then there will be cake that has been wrapped in boxes and you take it home and you never eat it. I think. Or you eat... I don't know.
Surely you eat it when you get home. Surely... Because you can't just have your cake just rotting in the fridge.
I don't know. I thought it was like, what's the Disney movie with the Beauty and the Beast, like the rose, and the cake is just permanently. I don't know.
But you don't go into people's fridges, and because some like every fridge, then someone would have just a piece of cake.
That's what I don't know.
Surely it's just like you eat it at home? Is it something to do with like eating it at home?
Probably.
I'm gonna search this up.
I might have this wrong. I might have this wrong. But
we could have this wrong. Oh, my parcel's coming tomorrow.
Your parcel?
Yeah, it's gonna come Tuesday, but it's coming tomorrow.
Your books.
Books.
Yeah. Okay. Have you seen the? I know it's a. I think it's a fake video. You know how you'll faceplant motherfuckers in cakes?
Yeah.
You know how some cakes need like support sticks to make them stand? Yeah. No. You like put a big dowel in a cake. If it's like a really tall cake. Are you not finding the thing I was talking about?
No, so instead of a slice to be, so this is richentertainmentgroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding cake traditions worth keeping /dining/rich entertainment group.
Okay.
It says, instead of a slice to be eaten at the wedding reception, the cake was once considered more of a party favor to be sent home with guests. Traditionally, single guests would place the cake under their pillow while they sleep to inspire sweet dreams about their future partners.
Is this from back in the time where you would change clothes once a month? You know that was that was a shit.
Or like bathing, like never.
Yeah, and socks was just you dipping your foot in tree sap. And you'd have to change your socks every now and then.
There are still some who believe that just the act of taking a cake home helps to bring about good romantic fortune in any person's
life. Okay,
so
you do eat the cake.
Yeah, or then like taking one home is good for you. Like the bouquet, like bridesmaids catching the bouquet.
Hmm. What's the male version of that? There isn't a male version of that.
I don't think so, no.
Hmm.
Because some males, in our stupidity, some of it specky the other and displace a vertebrae.
The closest thing I can think of is how the lifeguards race for the stick in the sand, but girls do that too.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I mean, I'm sure there's some guy. What are male traditions at weddings?
Drunk.
Yeah, but everyone gets belligerently drunk.
There's the photo. Oh, okay, everyone gets the photo. Yeah. Only one photo was ever taken at a wedding, and it is all the men in their suit. Does everyone put a chastity belt on?
Oh, apparently one long-standing custom is for the groom to provide gifts to the men beside him at the altar. But I think you do that for bridesmaids as well.
Is groom the one getting married? Oh, yeah, and then groom's men.
Yeah.
Hmm. Dude, if I ever get married, that's just going to go hard.
Okay, no, a sick one that I'm doing is a Mexican tradition wedding custom is that tossing the groom. Early in the reception, all the groomsmen toss the groom
in the air.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
And go to catch him.
Bro, that's actually pretty cool. I don't think anything really came out other than the Houdini song. Jid is coming. You ready?
Jid's coming.
Jid is coming.
I'm keen.
It's just sometime after June, or after mid-June, because he said when the tour finishes, the album drops. And this is either going to be a crazy, crazy thing, or he will be underwhelming. And I don't want it to do that.
I hope it's good.
It's like, a lot of the artists I like have come off like really big releases recently. Like, I don't know what Billy Woods is going to do after Maps, but I have a feeling no matter what he does, now that he's gotten like a little bit more attention, however much that may be, like if he goes back to like some Aethiopes or of his old shit and it just, I don't know. Danny Brown, whatever he does, if he drops another album, I don't know. It's like all these, everyone's doing so well. Like, after, what is JPEG Mafia doing after Scaring the Hose?
That's a good way, yeah.
Like, he's dropping soon. He has a photo with Denzel Curry.
Yeah.
He has a photo, what's the date? The second? On the 6th, he's dropping something with, like, some pop singer. And it's like, the photo was, like, her all dressed up, and she's like, hey, JPEG Mafia made it. And then he's just sitting there on the bed without a shirt on. And he's like, ugh. And he's slumped over, and he's like, what up? Ugh. It's me. Denzel Curry's album's coming out?
Yeah.
With all these features, and the album cover's so cool.
Yeah, that it is.
It's
nice.
It's a stack of CDs, and then it has a sticker, and it's like Zeltra, and it has all the stuff. Anyway, I don't know if that's the back or that's the album cover. I don't know what it is, but the announcement photo's cool. But like Jid, dude. Okay, J. Cole. J. Cole dropped Grippy. I still haven't listened to it, and I kind of refuse to.
It's not good.
Okay. Because all I know is he goes, that shit, Grippy.
That's literally what he says multiple times.
Oh.
That shit, Grippy.
And it's two things.
Grippy.
He is, it's two possible outcomes. He's doing Grippy. The Eminem thing, and he is actually not as good as he used to be, and he has fallen off.
Uh-huh.
As he is saying, because his last album is going to be called The Fall Off.
But he did say, I'm calling the album The Fall Off. It's pretty ironic because it ain't a fall off for me.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't the, his whole thing has been like, his, wasn't it like the sideline story? It's like a sporting career mapped out over album titles. And that's been the theme of everything.
Yeah.
The come up. Anyway. The off season, the fall off. It's like, it could be he has actually fallen off, which is like the most likely thing, which I don't want to be the case because I just want to see people do well and succeed.
Yeah.
And produce art for us. or he is just using all of his shit verses for all of the things that isn't the fall off. And then he drops the fall off and it's like the 11th commandment. And it's just like great. Which I hope for his case. Because that would, you know, he deserves his roses. Shit, I forgot what I was going to say. The fall off. Oh, and oh my god, my brain has exploded.
Oh, I've got another male tradition.
Okay.
It's called burying the bourbon.
I wonder what you do.
So, apparently it's a southern tradition where the groomsmen, 1 month before the wedding, outside the wedding venue, will bury a bottle of bourbon upside down.
Oh.
And it will ensure good weather for the wedding. And then during the reception after the ceremony, you go and dig it up and drink it.
All right, we do that at ours, but we don't tell anyone.
Bro, we're going to remember that? When are we getting married?
I don't fucking
know. No, not when are we getting married, sorry. When are we each other...
Yeah.
Maybe we get married.
I don't plan on it. Yeah, we'll have one of those pacts.
If none of us are married.
If neither of us...
By 33.
No, by like 50.
50?
Cunt, what?
Bro, you don't want kids.
If I have failed, that's the point of the pact. Like, if we have failed in this endeavor, then it's like, well, no, maybe not 50.
I was talking about, because I had a conversation with people recently, and it was like, oh, like, who out of people, like, could you, like, be roommates with?
Mm.
Housemates? I could be a housemate with Mitchell.
I personally think I can be a housemate with anyone.
Because you're clean.
Yeah, I'm clean.
You're chill.
I'm chill.
You will run funny bits.
Yeah, I don't know how long, some people might not have the mental fortitude of dealing with how much I talk.
But I'm fine. I'd prefer that than someone who just doesn't.
Because silence is deafening, and I fucking hate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always need something on. It's a very new age thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I need something on, yeah.
There's like an album called Silence is Loud.
Yeah.
I think it's EDM. I don't know what it is.
Apart from being very hungover, I had a very nice morning.
I mean, it was like an afternoon.
We got it was like 11. It was like 11, but we were there chilling. Mitchell turned my speaker on so I'd play music because he couldn't stand just hearing the TikTok sounds.
I was putting up with it. He was like an iPad kid. I could just hear like boing, boing, crash. And like random, like I don't use TikTok, so I thought you would scroll and it would just be snippets of music, but...
Nah, it's just noises. I hear it just turned my speaker on, so I'm like, all right, okay, I'll play music.
I put the speaker on.
Yeah. We're both laying in my bed. Truey's laying on the couch. I don't know if he was asleep or
awake. He was factory resetting.
Yeah, he was.
And then we were like, Truey, are you up? And he gets up immediately.
Yeah, he just stood up and it's like,
he was
whoa.
On standby.
Yeah, he was like, standby mode.
Yeah.
And then he stood up and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, let's go. And then I need to go to the toilet.
Dude, I finally did the grog shit when I got home. It like, anyway.
Yeah.
J. Cole has said, I remembered the thing I couldn't remember.
Oh, what?
He has been struggling to write.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's had writer's block, hasn't he?
He's had writer's block, and then he like made it sound like he doesn't want to retire anymore. But it's like that; those two things are diametrically opposed.
Yeah.
If you are struggling to write anything and it's your retirement album, maybe that's the case, and that's why.
Yeah.
What were we saying? Bottle of bourbon. Ah, the TikTok thing. We were all gathered. The music was on.
Yeah.
Kanye West came on at some point at the same time as me talking to the girls about how like Northwest was in The Lion King and everyone didn't clap for her.
Yeah.
And like she had Yeezys on and well, and they're just talking about how much they don't like Kanye.
Yeah.
And then like Gorgeous was playing. Or something.
Yeah.
And then Troy looks at me and he's like, this is, ooh. He's making eyes. He's like, that's crazy.
Troy was making nice eyes at me all day and looking at me and just go, oh. And I'm like, whoa.
I got taught things about Taylor Swift. I added X's by Tate McRae to the work playlist. He's like, this is nice.
Yeah, I like, yeah.
Fuck, where was I? And I was like, oh, cue up $1 Million Baby. I'm like, I don't use TikTok, so I only hear it like, I don't hear it very often at all.
I don't hear it that often, like, I'm fine with it, but.
Like, it autoplayed on, at work, off of something I was listening to, and I was like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
But then he's like, no, I'm sick of it, I hate it. And it's like, he said he will scroll, and it's like, timeline is just, I'm a, and it's just him skipping through.
It is, like, it is everywhere, yeah.
And I'm just like, ah.
$1 Million Baby.
Good thing I retired from TikTok when I did, because music, I don't know, I can enjoy it. I'm like, this is sweet. It's like $1 Million. All right, double-sided tango.
Okay.
Oh, wait, waffle burger.
Yeah.
New KFC promo, waffle burger.
Yeah, there's a waffle burger coming
out. That's hidden tech. That is a right, that is the work computer I'm looking at.
And then $2
We've leaked
chips.
It! We've leaked it!
I heard about it today already.
Wait, from him or like from...
Nah.
Oh, okay.
TikTok.
Waffle burger.
I am an iPad kid.
No, I'm not saying that. That'll dox me horrendously. Alright, so Hayden was in town.
Yeah.
The musician, the IT whiz. We were hanging out and it was me and him and Ben and we went and got ice cream. On a late evening at some point last week, and I was talking to him because he's in a band, and I was talking to him. I was like, dude, writing lyrics is hard.
Yeah,
like I can make the whole shit, but then like lyrics that I have two like viewpoints. I would like if someone listens to it to enjoy it, but then I'm also like, I don't care because this is my art.
Yeah, no.
And it's the way I feel.
It's, yeah, you're making it.
And then, like, I feel like more people should think that way. The I don't care, this is my... Because then I feel like some people will, like, make things just to appease them, like, a group. And they're, like, trying to fit into something they're not meant to fit into.
People often would just insert themselves in.
Like, Drake being Jamaican...
Yeah.
And he was Jamaican for that one album. Or like, yeah, I don't know. Or like, Kanye doing gospel music. But I guess that's part of his like mental break. I don't... So I was thinking about that at Chester. I was like, dude, Ultra Beam would go so hard right now. Ultra Light Beam.
Yeah. Oh.
Because like, at this fucking church, there's a mosh pit at the front at the start. And they play like 5 songs. And I was like... Gabe, I'm not getting in the mosh pit today. I'm going to faint and die. like the mouse in my head is banging against the walls every time I turn in any direction. And I'm fucking going to die. And he's like, no, come on. Dude, they were like trying to get like a photo. They were like, the church people were like, promo, let's do a photo. And Gabe and fucking James got up. And they're like, oh, sick, a photo. And I was like, nope, I don't do photos no more. And like, the lady taking photos was like, oh, okay. And then the guy who was... There were 2 people taking photos. And the guy was like, oh, come on, it'll be fine, I'll take it. I was like, bro, the lady got it very clearly. I don't do photos anymore.
I don't do photos anymore.
I'll stand there with a hand in front of my face, but I don't want a photo. And they just didn't... It didn't compute to my mate. And I'm like, no. This might sound bad, but I've started recently. I don't want to be in no photos. Which is like... If this is a thing I continue doing... Ben has like the weapon of mass destruction. His camera roll is full of me. And yeah, he has lots of gems. I have lots of gems of... Did I get there in time?
No, that was a flashlight.
Okay.
Troy got it with me yesterday.
Yeah, I was doing that.
Yeah.
I did that to my sister on her birthday. They were like doing happy birthday and I was like...
I love hitting people with a 0.5 lens like every other person.
0.5 lens and then you look like a fucking skeleton of a fish.
You just...
Yeah. Dude, I'm just sitting here like I'm just remembering funny point fives of me and my friends. And in this same car ride where I'm complaining about not being able to write lyrics, I create this creation in my head where I'm like, Ben and Will, they're like friends, but they have like beef because Will's kind of a little bit hard to deal with. Mm. Wait, I got in trouble for this last time, I had to cut it. He's like Sheldon Cooper.
Wait, which Will?
Will.
Oh.
Will, you went to school with.
For some reason, I was looking at Will Bennett or...
Yeah, Will the footy coach. And, I thought about that too the other day when we were driving past the junior rugby. Did you fart?
Yeah, that's
what that noise was. Oh, it's lingering.
That's what that noise was.
The density of the room just fucking increased.
When I farted in the car today,
dude, that was a windows down silence moment.
You went silent
because I immediately was like, "Do we just smell bad because of our horrible sleep? Like we got no sleep." Oh, we haven't even gotten into that story yet. We still have time.
Oh, that story's. I've been thinking about that all day.
Yeah, I was like to the church boys. I was like, "Hey, I almost got fucking stabbed yesterday."
That was a crazy. Like, that's just such an insane...
It was such a... It was the Matrix code tangling, because and we saw it all.
Because we were all fucked up, so I don't know if all of us remember it properly.
I remember everything I saw very clearly.
I was so tunneled, that's the thing.
I was tunneled, but I saw all the people... Okay,
wait. I only saw one car.
There were three cars. Okay, hold on, where the fuck was I? We're not going to talk about the double-sided tango. If you Google that, you'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll be able to figure out what it is. But yeah. I'm basically like,
yeah.
It's a race to not get...
Yeah, okay.
And he's just like, this is... Because he's just sitting there, he's like, this is gross. And like Hayden is... He is driving the car and I'm scared he might crash it. He's laughing so hard.
It is funny.
Okay, so it is late because
it's like
we are 3:30. Just... Yeah, we are yawning. It's just the boys.
We've been drinking.
We're just chilling. We're having deep, sick convos. Because that's all getting drunk is for. It's about becoming fucking philosophers.
And comfortable with your emotions.
Was Socrates an alcoholic? Were they all alcoholics?
Probably.
All of the philosophers? I don't think you can get as deep as anything without being drunk.
Or maybe they were stoners. Philosophers are stoners.
Young stoners for life. Oh, good one. You didn't have to do it to yourself. I saw... Okay. Two of our friends, Miles and Riley, are leaving.
Yeah.
And Truby's like, yo, can you go through a Mac? Can we go through a Macca's?
Yeah.
Well, that's
nuggets.
How it started.
Yeah.
And then, can you drop us at a servo? Which is weird.
Yeah, like, it's dumb.
Like,
it's
we're
so
already getting food at the Macca's.
It. Yeah.
I don't think it's dumb because we were... There were two sober men, though. Or at least they had, like, a drink because they're on their opens. But, like...
I think, yeah, it was dumb to go to a servo.
It's like...
In not a great part.
No.
At 3:30.
Not in a great, safe place. But it's like, oh my God.
I
was about to say, I got like a re-up. You know when a nuke goes off? Yeah. There's the heat and then there's the sound or whatever. There's the second hit.
No, that's the half-life.
The... Yeah, but that was stronger. Oh.
Oh,
the goal was we wanted to go for a walk. Because when the boys get drunk, we want to exercise.
Yeah.
Which is weird because then we'll throw up. But
we could have just gone for a walk like
we
around
have,
my
we
neighborhood.
Could have, yeah. The broom's gone, by the way.
It is?
I went on my way when I left here on my bike and checked.
Fair enough.
None of you will know what that means, but it's significant to me.
Yeah.
Okay, the broom is gone. We get dropped. Okay.
So yeah.
Do you want my do you want to do your perspective or mine? Or do you just want to patch it together as we go?
I think we can try patch it.
All right, so...
Because there's a lot of stuff I just didn't see.
Okay. I remember
earring.
What they said. So, okay, we're all piled into the back, us three. And they're like, all right, we'll drop you off. See ya, be safe.
Yeah, like, we're in the fuel station and we're, like, fucking about in, like, the back seat trying to get stuff.
Mm.
Like, wallets are falling out of pockets.
Yeah.
And the guy at the window, because it's also late night, so...
It is
it's
four.
Close, so it's, It's like the night window.
Yeah, yeah. So
we can't go into the actual
servos
servo.
Only serve you through the window. I feel like that's an everywhere thing in Australia.
Not all servos though.
No,
all
yeah. Once in the middle of fucking
night...
nowhere, you can walk
all
into.
All servos have a night window, but I've been into servos like late and you can just go in.
I think it's also a vibe check from the employee. Yeah, a lot even of though time, it is a rule.
I've had ones where I might have had like a hat on, and they're like, "Oh, take off your hat." And
yeah, I had to take off helmets.
And then they open the door.
On my late night rides to get a Ben and Jerry's pint for like $40.
Yeah.
But like, if you're in the middle of like fucking Long Reach, you can walk into those servers.
Yeah.
Where was I going? Yeah. So we get out on like the opposite side of the car park from the place.
Yeah.
And we walk there. They get there before me. And I stroll out. I wasn't getting anything. The boys are getting chalky milks because they originally wanted... You wanted something else.
No, I want chalky milk.
What did Truly want?
He didn't want anything.
Oh. But then you... Oh, and then there was a kerfuffle. Your ANZ pay wasn't working.
Yeah, the ANZ app was down, so I couldn't transfer.
Yeah, so then Truly ended up... So we spent more time at the window than we thought. Yeah. And I was watching the guy. He was like over there. And I turn around and I'm taking in some of the scenery.
Yeah.
And a car pulls up. The windows are down.
It's this red four-wheel drive. Was it?
It was a Prado.
It was banged up.
Yeah, it was dirty.
Yeah, I remember dirty, it being dirty.
It was banged up. It had clearly done its job out on the land
and
somewhere.
And music was pumping, and you could see it was full.
Music was pumping, it was full. All these people, I look at people... People who take offense to you looking at them really confuse me.
Yeah.
It's like a human thing. If you move in my peripheral, I'm going to look at you.
If you're like full just staring at them...
I didn't, that's...
Yeah,
the,
no, yeah, you did.
I hit a glance, and then I turn back and look at the milkman giving us the chalky milk. And one lady gets out. Yeah, and she's there.
At this point, I see it pull up, and I'm kind of like, I'm just going to ignore it. Like, they're probably chill, but I'm just going to...
They're probably chill.
I won't invite any conversation.
No. So, we're taking a bit of time, right? We get the chalky milks handed out, and the guy very quietly says, because I'm also standing at the back of us group of three.
Yeah, he's the back of us.
So, group. I don't clearly hear it, and I'm like, did he say... I'm like, did you just say, be careful, sir?
Yeah.
And then you two, like, didn't... I didn't really get an answer.
Yeah, I just went, oh, I didn't, like, hear... But he said something.
He definitely said, be careful.
No, because then we walked off and he said, oh, be careful.
No, this was as he was feeding the chalky milk through the window. And I can picture it clearly. The chocolate milks were going through the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
The glory hole in the wall. you were grabbing them. And I hear the lady say, oi, what is taking so long? Hurry up. Yeah. And I turn and look at her and I'm like, it's just chalky milk.
Yeah.
I say that and I look at her. She looks feral.
Yeah,
she has a face tattoo under her left eye.
Oh, I didn't see what they looked like.
I didn't get to read what it said because it was in shitty cursive. But I read it and I was like, oh, I looked at it and I'm like, oh, sorry, it's just chalky milk.
Yeah.
I don't think I was being rude.
No, you didn't sound rude.
And then I turned back away from the lady and you two were like moving.
Yeah.
You two were moving and I'm like,
I heard this and I could hear. So she was like, oh, what's happening? She's like, oh, I need these darts. Like she had shouted at the guy, like, oh, a pack of these darts. And he hadn't really. And I heard this and I heard her kind of like chirping and I could hear someone in the car shout like, what's taking so long?
Yes.
And I'm just like, this isn't a great situation.
Yeah. And
like,
then,
nothing's happened.
No, nothing, but nothing has happened.
In my mind, I'm like, if we just get out of their sight quickly, we're good.
Yeah. So then you two move, and I'm like, oh, I guess we're running now.
Yeah.
My friends are over there. I'm going to go chase them. Yeah. And we go around the servo into the big car park behind it. That's for the gym.
Yeah, so there's... So if the servo's on, like, this main road.
It's on the corner.
And there's two side streets either side of the servo.
Yeah.
And behind the servo... is like a car park.
A big car park for the gym that's there.
And then there's like a gym on like one of the back streets. There's like a little garden.
Yeah, it's an overgrown, unkempt garden.
Whatever it was.
So I see that, I can picture it. It's the U2 running, the big like branches of the weeds coming out over you.
I sprinted through something. I'm like covered in scratches.
Yeah, it's a weed bush. It's a bush of thorny
thistles. So my thing was like, so we were like, I was going to train like, oh, when we get to this corner, let's dip. Like, let's sprint. Because I think I'd heard someone else get out.
Yeah. We will touch on this at the end of the story.
So someone was like shouting and I think, well, they were shouting at us, I think.
They were, yeah. Because we were running too.
And so I thought they were shouting. So I don't know if what I saw was right, but I was like halfway through the bush and I turned and you were there and there was like a guy behind you.
There was?
Yeah.
I turned and there was no one there when I went around the corner.
I think I just saw, maybe it wasn't you, maybe it was just another person.
No, you just saw shapes, I swear.
No, I saw a person.
Maybe I turned and he wasn't there, and then when I turned back to look at you, you then saw the guy behind
me? Yeah, it could be that.
Okay.
So, this, and I'm like...
I didn't turn back once after.
I've got my phone out already because I'm like, surely Riley's not too far away.
And holy fuck.
Holy fuck. We sprint through this bush.
Into the car park.
We're in the car park. We can still hear them shouting.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the car park, this immaculately clean, like white van.
To our right. Yeah. On the street.
Pulls
still,
up
on
in
the street
and just sitting in the middle of the street.
Not in the car park.
It's in the middle of the road.
And it just stops.
And it's just looking at us.
Yeah.
And we can't see into the windows. And I'm like, that's odd.
That is odd.
There was also like a taxi driver outside of it, like standing at his door looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw him.
Wait, where was he?
He was like,
so in the car park?
Yeah, he was in the
car
park.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, no.
Okay, there's a reason I didn't see this.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the boys and then into my field of view, it's like a perfectly framed movie. Riley's car's there again.
Riley's car came around the corner quick.
Quick. And it got into the car park right in front of us. And they're like, get in.
He was like, get in. And we're like, what the fuck? Because we're like, I'm pumping full of adrenaline.
And then we go out of the car park. I don't know where the white, really clean car went. Because we would have driven right through it.
No, when Riley like came through, it drove off.
Okay.
I remember that.
Okay. And then they tell us. He was getting bad vibes before we even stopped at the servo. He said the white clean car kind of like, you know when you feel like someone's tailing you?
Yeah.
And you indicate and they immediately copy the indicator and like follow you and it feels, and it's all paranoia.
Yeah.
But maybe you are about to die.
Because there is a chance. Like there are people who...
So that white car was already looming, apparently. We realized this morning, we thought the white car because it was so nice.
I think how it also followed Riley... It was an undercover cop car.
We are five people in a really tiny car. Five teens.
And we're like, it probably would have seen this, and it probably would have seen three guys from a servo running, bursting through the bush.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it definitely most likely stopped and was like...
I just can't believe if they saw... So, okay, assuming this white, clean car is an outside viewer of all of this, why they wouldn't have gotten out and fucking done something.
Yeah.
If we are assuming correctly, it is. And just, they see us leave and they leave.
Because we're three big guys. So,
I'm an undercover cop.
So there's the details that Riley told us about.
What?
There were more cars.
There were more cars.
Like other cars had pulled up.
Yeah.
At the servo.
It was a
convoy. That red car. So we didn't see because apparently this other car had been following the red car that pulled up. And it was also banged up and looked stolen.
Mm.
So it was like, there was a bunch of people there. Yeah. We didn't see this shit.
I think I saw a total of three other people.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of cars are apparently there.
It was like a movie, because we burst into the car park.
Yeah.
I can hear people shouting. I can see this taxi driver staring at us. There's another like white ute, but there's like no one there.
Just straight out of Calcutta
and then
shit.
I see this white van stop in the middle of the road, look at us. And then I see Riley's like car come around the corner,
the white car.
Hit the speed bump.
Yeah, in the car park. I hate that car park. I have to park there to go to the fucking gym.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
And it's just like, it was like, it's probably like the closest I've probably come to, maybe not fearing my life. Well, I'm fearing for my life in a little bit.
I never felt like there was danger until I saw the car appear. Like, until Riley zoomed into my field of vision and I see the white car over there, I was like, this seems too action movie-like. And I'm also far too calm because I'm drunk.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think...
You two were freaking out.
I was freaking out. Like, I was like...
Thank God you two noticed whatever I didn't see, because I would have been...
I didn't see anything. I just felt something. Something just felt off.
Okay. Dude, it's literally like... You say, be careful. Pause. Ma'am, it's just chalky milks. And then I just start running. I can remember that. I can't even visualize me getting from the servo
like
car park
dream,
to the bush.
Because I was already very drunk at this
like
point.
It's like cut...
So it's like a fever dream. So I don't even know if what I remember is right, in a way.
I don't know. I when I get drunk, I feel like my grammar goes so well. I pull the vocabulary out.
I don't think the amount of adrenaline I had going through my body.
Yeah, I didn't have any kind.
No, because I got in the car and I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
you guys were ringing. Yeah, it was like we could have died. This
and
was
even
really
Riley,
dumb.
Riley and Miles were like, free. Like they were even like they were, because they thank God Riley had felt. I'll just park down the street a little bit. Had seen the car pull up, and then he'd seen us like sprint.
Mm.
No, he saw us just disappear. Because he couldn't see us.
Yeah.
And then he went, he like reversed back a bit further. Man's and then we up. Were gone.
Good thing he only had one beer and didn't have any of the whiskey offered him.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh. He's a little bit more drunk and he's just like, oh, time to go home now.
What?
Oh.
Like, imagine if like he wasn't there. Like, what would have happened?
We would have been fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Unless that white car was police.
Based on the way Riley described them, I don't think they would have chased us for long.
Well, even if they did,
and they were undercover police, because he was like, "Yeah, this really big fat black guy got out," and I was like, "Oh,"
and like got stuck on his seatbelt. Then something.
Got stuck on the door.
Yeah,
but it's like this chick had a cursive face tattoo on her face. It's like, you're not Post Malone. Why do you have that? Like, brother.
It was just a. It was insane.
It was insane, but I reckon. I remember saying like, "Yous were all freaking out," and I was like. You know what? We're fine. We are safe. I don't do this. Any of this, I don't do differently. Maybe I'm too comfortable. With death.
Yeah, no, I probably wouldn't. If I knew that was going to happen, I would have gone fucking chocolate milk. That was dumb.
Yeah, and then I wake up at 10 o'clock to my sleep alarm. And I'm like, oh, I've gotten 8 hours of sleep. How great's that? Because I just thought I went to bed at 2. And then later on, you're like, no, we went to bed at like 4, bro.
Yeah,
Oh, that's why I feel like fucking... shit right now.
But it was just a day. It was such a weird experience.
Yeah,
but it reminds me of like experience that I've had, like leaving town and walking through like and that, like where you just get stuff happening.
Yeah,
and where I've run but maybe I didn't need to run.
I've never had that. I am too nonchalant. Like I used to go to servos like late to get snackies after work or like in the dead of night.
You have no fight or flight. You just...
I've been to a servo at sunrise.
I have too, but I've never had... It was just such Yippee. A...
Corey can come to my birthday.
Yippee!
Because he's been doing FIFO shit essentially for his job. Yeah, I feel... But I've never... Like, Ben... One of Ben's cousins got his wallet and key, a phone stolen in my, like, down the street from where I live.
Yeah.
And I used to walk to the KFC I worked at. I used to walk there. And it's like a 20-minute walk, 30-minute walk.
Yeah.
And then I'd walk... I've always got a speaker. Yeah. I used to be on my bike with the speaker. Not Max, but, like, I was playing shit. I once had, like, a convoy of young Aboriginal children in the middle of the main road... like kind of drift towards me and like try to kick me off my bike, and I just like swerved around them and I was like, I just kind of laughed at them. I think it comes from me thinking I'm a juggernaut ballistic tank.
Yeah, we're all three of us are big, but I think if we're getting jumped by 8 people.
Yeah, well, I used to be like, if the young children group attack me, I juggle.
Yeah, no, so you see, if it was a group of kids, I would have been like. Yeah,
yeah, and it's like, if you step to me like piranhas, you're going to get treated like them.
Yeah.
And I've always said this. But like, I've also had people try. Like, I have gotten into conflicts.
And
I'm fine.
This question made, did you have your gym key card on you?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Because I was like, I thought that was an option. We could just run into the Muscle and Fitness.
Dude, they're going to... They are very strict at that place.
Yeah.
Imagine it's like they'll call me in the morning if that does happen.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, used your gym card to let 3 people into the gym, including yourself. You have been revoked and banned. That's how the phone call will go. I would be like, we were running from people chasing us.
Yeah.
We didn't use gym equipment and we left after the police came and saved us. And they'd be like, no, it's your band. Fucking imagine that.
Yeah, that would be.
Because I can clearly picture, even though I'm like tight with the guy.
Yeah.
The guy above that guy does not fuck around.
No.
So, like, I don't even scan in. He's just like, hey, Mitchell, what's up?
Hmm.
And then I just walk in. Because James is tight. So many Jameses.
There are.
Yeah, I also plan on starting this episode of this story, but we're ending it.
Yeah, I think that's better. I think it's a good...
No. What do you reckon we name this one? I named the last one Meganite Propaganda.
Chalky Milk.
Spelt wrong.
Or what was one thing that was? Oh, I thought of a name, but it doesn't.
Sound I wanted good. To call it double sided, like days ago when I came up with it.
Secret police.
Secret police. Catheter cocktail. No one will listen to that.
No, I wouldn't listen to that.
catheter cocktail.
It's
called Vince Staples.
Vince Staples.
Dude, I loved that album. And Miles was like, yeah, I listened to it. And I was like, and he said he didn't like it. And I was like, did you listen to any of Vince's other stuff? Because it's all like conscious, very chill. Yeah, I don't know. That was my head in. It has a Kendrick Lamar feature. No feature. It's a surprise. But then he like features other people randomly on the album. That's baller as fuck.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, this is with someone named Georgia. Oh, that Kendrick track? It's just me.
I do love when you get an album come out for like first day, it doesn't have the features
and
then listed.
And don't put features on it. And you hear someone's voice and you're like, whoa.
And you're like, what the fuck?
That was literally me with Goosebumps.
Yeah, Goosebumps.
Because I had only ever heard the radio edit where Kendrick's cut out of it. And then I listened to Birds in the Trap fully and I was like, what the... I didn't know Goosebumps was a Travis Scott. Because I only knew that I get the goosebumps every time. No, that's the only line I knew.
I get the goosebumps
and he's doing
time.
It. I was like, holy shit. And I look at the stream number on it. And I'm like, that's a lot of streams. And then Kendrick gets on it. And he raps about pussies on pedestals.
Yeah.
And picking Peter Piper pick a pack of peppers.
Yeah, I saw that.
Goat shit. Him and Tyler did that. Those are the only ones I know. But I think that's the end of the episode.
I think so too.
I have to go home. I start work experience tomorrow. It's late. I also like ride from my house to yours really late sometimes. Yeah. I never get shit like this.
Yeah.
Like the one thing I got was like these two kids in like a green pea plate. They had their green peas on. They're in like this really kitted out but still shit somehow looking ute. And they like just screaming at me. They're like, ah. I had a helmet on. I wasn't doing anything wrong. And I'm like, I have been in that situation before. I've shouted at pedestrians while I drove past them before when I'm with my friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I looked. They didn't turn around to fucking spin the block on me.
No, well, that's good.
They're just having a good night, I guess. They were driving a shirtless.
Damn.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
All right, thank you.
If you have come back after the last three episodes where I talked about really weird shit, I hope you enjoyed the weird shit
also,
I in this episode.
If somehow you're the people in the red car listening to this, fuck you.
Fuck you. Bye, I love you.
Bye.